This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, one there for Jackson, our official hair player on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
I think it's important to know what you like and what you don't like. Like, mm-hmm. I send Santo videos that I see on TikTok of, like, mm-hmm. tutorials on how to play with a woman's hair.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is, Courtney.
Oh, yeah, there. Oh, yeah.
You send him, the poor man. You send him a tutorial on how to play with your hair?
Well, because I think men...
And what does he say? Yes? No problem?
No, he's like, he laughs at me.
Oh,
but
okay.
I think men don't understand what feels good on a long strand of hair, so I send it to him. It's very gentle.
Very presumptuous that he thinks that he would be interested in that.
Well, I mean, have you looked at the Twitch chat? They're like, have Santo do it. Don't spend $90. Everyone knows where I should be spending my money.
There's a lot of work into that. It's not like, you know, because you need the right type of hair washing machinery so you can lay back or you can lean back. It's different than him just putting you over the sink and
right.
doing it.
Yes, correct.
The
more you know.
Self-care, Courtney.
Yeah.
Every day, I give more and more credit to that man.
Yeah.
What he is.
He's an angel.
What he's forced to put up with.
Courtney, how would you receive a tutorial on something that Santo wanted you to do for him?
If it was something that made him happy, Curtis, I'm happy to watch it and take notes and take it into consideration. But, you know.
You wouldn't take it as like an insult? Like, oh, he's telling me that I need to do something differently?
No.
Does he like when you use your nails and play on his back?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I do that for him as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm big on that.
Delving into a strange area.
No.
And these people will never let go. I mean, they're like, this marriage isn't going to last a year. We're almost close to three, and now they're saying 10 years max.
It's a
10 years is a long time.
It is a relaxing thing. You know, if you do his back or he, like you said, he liked for him to play with your
hair. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, that's it, man.
When it comes to Gen Z, I saw a piece of news yesterday on the fact that marriage is making a comeback.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Gen Z apparently is not interested in, this was scientific, by the way, not interested in one night stands.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
I think that the reason that marriage started going downhill for a bit was the introduction to social media for boomers and the generation in between millennials and boomers, where it's like they all of a sudden had this door in their living room open to all their exes and all of these new men and women. And now, if you grew up with it, you know that temptation is out there. And so you don't really care.
Or it's just guys that are married going on people's social media and liking their pictures.
Well, yeah, exactly. Stuff like that.
I mean, stop it.
Don't you think that
no,
can make
I think
sense?
That's part
it
of
is,
it.
According, I just found this from science. It's rooted in Gen Z's interest in leading more exciting lives than previous generations. And so they want to be married as opposed to just a hit it and quit it mentality.
Well, marriage is like, you can make it fun nowadays, where back in the days, like, you was like, they didn't do anything together. It was like, yeah, we're sitting here. Now you see a lot of married couples. They go on vacation. They're out hanging with each other. They're having a great time with each other. And I think people, they're always looking for that person that they can spend time with, but also have fun with.
The mentality.
Greg, I love love. Yes. I love love so much. Yes. But I would just say also part of the comeback may be inflation and how expensive it is.
It could be. Yeah, you're right about that. Like, it's easier to split the cost with somebody.
Right.
According to one researcher, Gen Z's life philosophy has baked into it the idea that divorce is a possibility. And because they don't see marriage as a forever thing, they are more open to trying it.
All right. So they don't have an issue with getting divorced.
So now they're doing this is probably a good thing, mm-hmm. like a marriage that expires. It's got a time limit on it.
Right. Oh, they're not afraid to get a divorce.
Like 10 years. Like, they're like, you know what? We're going to have a great 10 years together. We'll stay together. We'll still enjoy, mm-hmm. Having sex with each other. And then 10 years, it's over and we move on.
I don't think
they're doing that, Greg. I think they're just saying that, hey, if we get divorced, it's not a big problem. Back in the day, they were like, oh, we don't believe in divorce. You don't divorce. We got the kids. It's this. And so they're staying with each other, and they were miserable. Where now they're like, hey, if it doesn't work out, there's no problem with getting a divorce, and we could still move on and live our lives.
And I also think that people are having kids later in life than they were at a certain point, so they're enjoying that marriage more in the beginning before entering kids into it. So they're figuring out if it's actually going to work before they have kids.
Are you giving your approval on Valentine's plans for guys?
Sure.
781 text, you see that? Is Moxie's in the Seaport an okay place to take a date for Valentine's
Day? Definitely.
Yes.
And get the chicken lettuce wraps. They're delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well,
really good.
French dip on the pretzel bun is probably the best sandwich in the United States of America.
I'm not a French dip girl, but I take your word for
it. I'm very familiar with the poutine. It's delicious.
Freedom dip.
That's right. You enjoyed the poutine, if I remember, post Jingle All the Way 5K a few years ago.
Sure did.
They also have those steak bites.
Can we get Courtney's cousin to call in with the full report? I'd love to understand the full dinner.
What Sean ate last night, what Sean consumed last night.
I could ask her.
Sushi.
I just had a couple sushis, he said.
Yeah, I had some sushi.
Yeah, sushi and some noodles.
Yeah, they have steak.
Delightful.
That Moxie's has steak bites that come with a little, two different dipping sauces.
Oh, really?
So little hunks of marinated steak that you just dip.
That sounds good.
Very, very good.
Anytime I go to Southie, I got to go to Hunter's because I can't get past Lambeau's mac and cheese.
Yeah, you do love
And
do
his
love
greens
Lambeau.
Are good, too.
Yep.
And I'm not even a greens either.
This is Glenn.
Well, I mean, it's hello. The only place I can get good mac and cheese.
I agree.
Hello, Glenn.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, Glenn?
So, marriage. I was married for 25.
I think we lost Glenn, unfortunately. Maybe he could call back before the end of the show, or he could leave a Hill note, Curtis, maybe.
Said he was married for 25, and then that was...
I think he was on hold with Dale's show and just never hung up.
His ex had the dump button ready to go because she knew he was coming for us. He was like, yeah, I was
Why
married
Why do you guys talk about
25?
Your lives?
So I'm wrong with it, Cook. So the one-night stand is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
I don't know, Greg. You had many of them. You tell us.
I mean, the army offers I get, I have to say. Sorry, taken.
You are not.
I never had one.
Huh?
Never had one. Swear. Okay. I mean, I'm an open book on this show, I would tell you. I never had one.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, I never did. I've been a relationship person, I think. And when I haven't been in relationships, it's always like going back to old relationships.
You always go back and give the old one a try.
I'm like, maybe that wasn't as bad as I thought.
How many times, this is a good topic for Valentine's Day, how many times should you go back and revisit a relationship before you know it's not?
Once.
Just once.
Yeah.
You give it one more try.
One more.
That's it. I
think pretty early on, if you go back, you realize why it maybe didn't work out the first.
And I feel like the one night stands is more acceptable nowadays.
Yeah.
Because people, especially, people in their mid-20s, like, I met somebody, I'm single, I want to have a good time. If I'm attracted to them, no big deal. Mm-hmm. Where back in the day, it was like, it was frowned upon.
Yeah.
This is Eddie from New Hampshire. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, this is for Wiggy, guys. Thanks for taking my call, phone call. This is for Wiggy. He's been married almost 25 years now, right?
Almost 30.
He's the only, but that's what I'm saying. So you're the only guy on the crew with 25 years worth of stories, right? And Courtney's just been married, what, a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, whatever
almost
it is.
Almost three. Thank you.
And Curtis, what are you?
15.
50, that's a long time, though. So that's back in the times, post-BC with Courtney, too. But I'm saying post-BC stuff and your stories in the past. And imagine this, Greg, of all guys. He quit school in 10th grade. Am I correct?
No, I was there up through senior year.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. You said, I'm out of here, right?
No, I never said. I never said I'm out of here. I just didn't graduate.
But that's what I'm saying, though. So now
what
you
are
got
you saying?
What are we doing?
These are
old guys. All your 30 years worth of marriage, right? Stories.
Yep.
Right. Everything else. So being Valentine's Day. Yeah. What do you do for your girl?
I would say.
You know what I mean? What are you doing?
No.
What are we doing?
Curtis, you said 15 years. I would say this phone call appears longer than the 15 years.
But there was no. I was waiting for there to be a reason.
There wasn't one.
I don't know. It sounded like you were saying, because I've been with my wife so long. What do you do for Valentine's Day? Because you had so many, you know.
What are we talking about? Yeah,
that's probably.
Listen to Wiggy. Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
We have our ups and downs like everybody else. I think it's more nowadays. I think the younger people realize that they can have fun and be married and do things together.
I also think you should, it sounds cheesy, but marry your best friend. Like, I look at you and Talina, and you guys joke with each other. Yeah. You have so much fun together.
That's how you love forever.
You got to have a lot. We might not, have, a lot. She's not a big diehard sports fan, but you got to have, a lot in common.
What happened to your couple's advice YouTube show?
Oh, you know,
right.
What was that called? Cocktails.
Couples and Cocktails?
Yeah,
you know. Ken was like, well, we got to run it by Odyssey, this, that, and the other.
Ken shut that down?
I didn't shut it down.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, no.
Wet blanket.
No, he just said.
You're going to fire up that faux fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Break out on your own. Do it yourself.
We're still kind of. She's busy with her work, so. Right. But yeah, so you got
it. That was the name of it, though, right?
Couples and Cocktails. It's
a good name.
Yeah, he was workshopping several.
Right.
Mm-hmm. One was Couples and a Third.
Yeah.
But that one didn't go.
No, we interview people.
Table for three for me.
We interview people.
Didn't go over as well.
Well, we've been married a long time, Greg.
Yep.
We know how to stay together.
Yes, you do.
Love forever.
Yes, you do.
And guess what? We gotta mix it up
a little bit.
Hey, Chris Rock said it best. You got to learn how to recycle.
What does that mean?
That means you got to do things new. You can't be the same old, same old.
But doesn't recycle mean you've done it?
No. You got to do things new. You can't be doing the same thing over and over. We're spontaneous. Yes, we go places.
Right. That's why you're beach sexers.
Yeah, you got to try things new.
Right.
I mean,
the definition is to reuse.
I see so many people and they're miserable. I got to go home to this broad again.
Yeah.
It's like, just get a divorce. what about the kids?
All right. Well, anyway.
When you sit in your car for 4 hours in front of your house because you don't want to go in because your wife's in there.
Are people doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting out there for 4 hours.
Or if you're having sex once every 3 months with your wife, you might want to reevaluate where you are in your marriage.
Well, for some people, that's not the most important thing.
If you're all over Instagram liking every photo you see, you might want to reevaluate.
That was one cheerleader that Curtis liked.
Well,
He accidentally liked her photo.
I'm not talking about I'm just saying.
I got to tell you, Courtney got me. The cheerleaders is really a tough thing. That's a very, very arduous job.
Just saying, people I know.
Thank you for showing respect.
It's a very difficult job.
You know, Courtney, somebody better respect you. I mean, you got a four-year athlete at Boston College.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, happy Valentine's Day.
That it is. Enjoy it.
It is. It's a very important day to many.
Yep.
And we should get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Sorry, just fighting with people on the text line.
Uh-oh.
Quickly.
Oh. What? What about?
Like, I couldn't spend 5 minutes with Courtney. I think you'd quite enjoy yourself, actually.
I think they probably would.
I think you would really enjoy it.
I think what he probably, I'm assuming it's a he.
Yes.
What he's probably realizing is he doesn't have a chance to spend 5 minutes with you.
Could be it.
So that's why he's a little bit bitter.
Yeah, but come out, meet me, see what you think.
Sometimes I feel like we get 4 hours, not enough.
Yeah. That is true. That is true.
Not enough.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Tkachuk brothers came out firing for Team USA last night, helping them to a 6-1 win over Finland. Both Brady and Matthew had 2 goals in the win. So now tomorrow in Montreal, it will be Finland versus Sweden at 1 and USA versus Canada. Puck drop at 8. You can watch the early game at the Fan Village here in Boston at City Hall Plaza. And while the Celtics are off for All-Star break, multiple sources are indicating that Celtics assistant coach Sam Cassell will be in serious consideration to become the head coach next season at his alma mater, Florida State. And spring training and full team workouts are set to start on Monday, but today's the day Alex Bregman is expected to arrive in Fort Myers to join his new teammates.
Bregmania gets underway today.
I wish we had a better name than that.
You don't like Bregmania?
I don't know. I just think we could probably spice it up.
Right.
And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Charlie McAvoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Feels like 16. Afternoon high, 27. Snow tomorrow night. Big mess, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 inches in Boston, 4 to 6 outside the city.
I want you on record, Curtis, and you two, Wiggy and Courtney. Which, quote-unquote, Red Sox decision maker texted The Athletic and said, we got our alpha dog?
That is 1,000% Sam Kennedy.
Sam Kennedy. Oh, wow. 100%. I mean, it could be Craig Breslow. Maybe he talks.
I would use Cora because doesn't Cora have a relationship with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he would say alpha dog.
Yeah, I would think so. Like alpha
nobody
dog.
Says alpha dog.
We got our alpha dog.
guys, big news. We landed the alpha dog.
Right. Guys, this guy is clutch.
No, I can't.
We were dealing with some betas. But we're not going beta cat. We're going alpha dog over here.
All right.
Full throttle. All right.
It's a special time.
We will be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The exciting news is that the Boston Red Sox are pregnant, and you can talk about that all day long here on that's a texter. I can't.
Oh my God.
I can't take credit for that. That's a texter. And you can talk about that all day long, among other things, here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. And of course, with Jones and Keefe coming up at 10, Shime. Hill notes, do we have them? Are they worthy? What's the verdict?
Yeah, we got them. They're ready.
I sound very enthusiastic.
It's gonna slide.
No, we got a solid amount today. I just had to slide over. I got to slide back. It's a process. But yes, we got a bunch today.
Has anybody responded on the engineering side of things when it comes to the microphone?
I talked to Eric Fitch. He said he would take care of it. When? I'm not sure. So I'm hoping by the time we come back on Tuesday.
Okay. Did you and Chicken Nick nail down who is the perpetrator on moving the microphone so the wiring got screwed up?
Yeah, it has to be Braverman, because Nick told Stiz what I told Nick, and Stiz said, don't worry, I'm not going to touch it. And so there's only one guy left to be responsible.
All right, so
Joe Braverman.
So Nick told Stiz Grimey, do not touch the microphone or you may short it out.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm guessing, but who removed the post-it that said don't touch it?
That's a good question, Greg. I would assume maybe Braverman. I don't really know. I haven't spoken to Joe yet.
I feel like Nick felt like by simply informing Stiz, that would be enough. And then Stiz didn't pass the message along to Braverman, so he should have kept the post-it note in place.
I feel like whoever removed the post-it note stole the rest of my post-it notes, because clearly they just like post-it notes.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know. I don't think it was Chicken Nick.
You can argue.
I've ruled him out.
I believe I've often said that the emergency top 5 greatest invention of all time is the remote control. You could argue, though, that the post-it note is up there. Am I right? I mean, it can be used for anything.
I guess.
You need a remote.
I would say whiteout.
Whiteout? What?
Nobody is.
When was the last time you used whiteout?
I use whiteout at least once a day.
What?
I have not used it on my planner.
On your planner?
Yeah.
Don't you just have a whiteboard where you can just erase it?
No, I have like a...
Or a pencil with an eraser?
A planner that I keep on me, and I write everything that I'm doing.
A physical planner?
Yeah.
You have like...
Outlook. You use whiteout once a day?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Greg, when was the last time you even saw whiteout? Outside of the Seaport, which is obviously
probably
whiteout.
Probably like senior year at Neshoba, right. Sniffing it.
Right.
Well, I don't do that type. I don't do the liquid. I do the strips.
The strip, so it's like a piece of paper?
Well, it's like you draw.
That seems like a lot of work.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
Oh, that's incorrect.
Wow.
Yeah, I like whiteout. I think it's a good invention.
Do you use a labeler too?
No.
Did the computer remove the need?
No, I like a physical planner. I think that I remember things much easier than just adding it to my phone or accepting a meeting and going into my phone.
Is it like hung up on the refrigerator?
No, I have a book that I keep in my bag.
Oh, and you open it up?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, if there's a post-it note that is sitting there, someone clearly stole it.
Yeah.
Are there any thieves in the building?
Oh, yes. There's one that we all know about.
I'm sitting out of this one.
Oh, yeah. We all know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be the one and only Richie Thief.
Certainly. 781 texter says the microwave. Isn't the microwave kind of passe?
No. Microwave's a great invention. great invention to be able to just take anything and have it, you know, your leftovers warmed up and not have to put in the oven. Microwave's a good one. But I might be with you, though. There's nothing better than the remote. But then again, I guess the cell phone. The way it is now.
Oh, the cell phone.
Because,
I
could turn my cell phone into a remote control. I don't know what I would do without a cell phone. Yeah. Like the ones that we have today. So,
what about the Swiffer?
Oh, great invention.
I feel like the Swiffer made mopping the floor much easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you don't need to use a disgusting mop anymore.
Right.
Yeah, Swiffer's great.
You don't even need a bucket and water.
Correct. Yeah.
But I would also...
There is one invention, Greg, that has changed your life. Air conditioning.
True.
Air conditioning's good.
Yeah, air conditioning, pretty good.
I mean,
you're getting into serious, like the refrigerator.
Right.
Like, okay, like you don't have to use the ice box.
Right. So if you got to keep it basic, I would say the remote. The remote control is probably the greatest invention.
Made us more lazy, though.
The fact that you don't have to get up to change the channel or somebody.
Or have your kid do it.
Or somebody has to sit.
My old man used to be like, get up and change, like, enough of Channel 38 and the Bruins. Get up and change the channel to one of the three other ones that are available.
Or you had to sit next to the TV. You couldn't even go back and sit on the couch because you had to sit up there just in case.
Correct.
And, you know, that, and you had to be close enough to hold the antennas. But, yeah, the remote is spectacular. I don't think there's anything better.
Oh, maybe this is a thing. Courtney, a 774 text, I manage my entire business with pen and paper.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm 30 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe it's making a comeback.
I love my agenda.
Can I tell
book?
You one that we've missed one and it's just happened? It is that we created the Hill Notes. It's never been done.
Oh,
it's brand new.
That is
people
true.
Are able to leave a message.
Very innovative, Curtis. Very innovative.
Yep.
You want to get to those? Let's get to them. They are brought to you, as they always are, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, if your remote and your television are on the fritz, call Coleman.
It's electric.
All right, Sean, let them rip.
Wiggy, people can't drive in the snow. Are you serious? People can't drive when it's sunny and 75 either.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that is true. Courtney said earlier, Boston is a very drivable city.
It is. Yeah. And all the people that were like, Boston's not drivable, just because you can't drive here doesn't make it not drivable. I live in the city, drive every day, very drivable.
It's literally known as the walking city because you would be a moron to drive in it.
Well, you'd be a moron to drive in New York. Way more drivable
than New York's
New York.
A grid. New York actually makes sense.
No,
Boston roads are all from like the 1600s.
Oh, I find it very drivable.
Curtis, is there a halo hanging from the corner of that four-post bed or what, bud?
Oh, yes.
One of your
Sugar
favorites.
Ray.
One of your favorite songs.
Great tune. Well
done. Those are panties.
Wiggy, don't get it twisted. The Patriots will sign T. Higgins. Maybe if we say it enough times, it'll actually happen.
Speaking into existence.
I like your argument, or whoever brought it up first, that they're going to have to spend some money now because of the Red Sox. I love that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense.
They got to.
The question just becomes, does he end up being available? But I think he will.
They would be the only team that hasn't. At least the Bruins, granted, they might have been the wrong guys, but they spent money on Zadorov and Elias Lindholm. They, you know, obviously they re-signed Charlie McAvoy, so I don't really count them as their players.
Celtics made some great moves.
Celtics went out and got Porzingis.
Do you think there's any legitimacy to the Brad Stevens leaving stories?
I think so. I think he's probably coveted.
You don't think he loves this job?
But he's probably coveted. But
he's going to go to college.
They're saying going back to college to coach?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Maybe he loves to coach, though. You know what I mean? That could be some people, like Bill, right?
Maybe it's a new ownership thing. Like, maybe he doesn't want to deal with new ownership.
Some people just love to coach, and maybe he misses the fact of being on the sidelines and coaching, and he doesn't get that same type of energy or just like that same type of passion of being a GM. So I could see him going back to do that.
Just want you to know, I use my AUDACY app Every time I go to Pompano Beach for my mini vacations, this is Chuck, listening always.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck.
Appreciate that.
Getting Florida ready for us.
Yes, we will be in Florida in about a week for 4 days.
Yeah.
And we hope that you will come and pregame with us on a week from Thursday, a week from this upcoming Thursday, at Ore and Iron, which is a new location in Fort Myers, right in Fort Myers. And we'll have, appetizers and frivolity down there with you if you listen on the Odyssey app in Florida.
Dear Aaron Rodgers, we'd like to thank you for getting hurt in the first series of the 2023 season, so you were out the whole season, wasting our money for two seasons, and having the worst QB rating than Sam Darnold. Sincerely yours, the New York Jets.
Yeah, we wish you the best.
Yep.
We'll see you in Vegas.
Wish you the best in your future endeavors.
Doesn't Curtis and Greg always bitch about people working from home, being remote? But I find that I see Curtis working from Florida quite a bit. Mm. And I think I've seen Greg work remote on location quite a bit. So it seems like a little hypocritical. No. A little bit of fraud. That's all.
I worked one time from home because I was forced to.
Nantucket.
One week in Nantucket.
Okay.
And it was
pretty. Boy,
you've done shows in Bermuda.
Those Nantucket people are really hopped up about the party. Did you see that Nantucket current story?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't get the Nantucket
You have
current.
One party over there.
Shocking.
With a band. Did you see the formal letters of complaint?
Yes. And
to
like
the zoning board
it was
of appeals?
Loud enough that we could hear their ending and what they said about the people of Nantucket. It's like, give me a break. It's a charity event.
Imagine living over there. One of the most beautiful islands in the world, and you're pissed off because you can hear some music at 6 p.m.?
Well, isn't that why a lot of people move over there, this beautiful rich island, and so they can get away from hearing all that stuff?
It would be okay if it was their music. They don't want music from an out-of-towner.
Yeah, you don't want any music from your neighbors.
Give me a break.
It was also
money doesn't buy happiness.
It was bare naked ladies. Like, we're not talking about, Cardi B singing WAP.
Hey, what's wrong with Cardi B singing WAP?
I'm just saying.
I don't
want
to listen to bare naked ladies. I'd be like, hey, excuse me, Gregory.
I'm saying some people with children could find it inappropriate. Like, there's nothing inappropriate about bare naked ladies.
Nothing inappropriate about WAP.
I have a question, Greg. Is there a chance that the people that are complaining didn't go to the concert and they think it was actually bare naked ladies there?
Maybe. I mean, this person wrote a letter, put the effort into writing a letter to the Zoning Board of Appeals, which reads, I have provided a recording of the sound check and the concert from our yard, which is 0.2 miles away from where the event was. The event was so loudly amplified, so much so that the closing song, If I Had $1 Million, we were able to clearly hear the band sing about how $1 million wouldn't go far on Nantucket.
Yeah.
Somebody recorded. What do you think they recorded it on?
Like
on
their phone? Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Set tape or
on their phone to make sure that they had the evidence.
My Lord.
Barbara, go get my cell phone so we can record this.
Relax a little bit. Have some fun.
Be honest. Yeah. Did you look up the people that signed the letter?
I did not.
I did.
You did? Yes. They seem like a very nice couple.
Yeah.
Retirees, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh, yeah.
Home was probably in the family, I'm guessing. Okay.
Hey, Greg, sorry to break it to you, but Metamucil crackers and fruit and juice is what normally is left out for patients from the caretakers.
Very nice Valentine's basket. It was in a basket. It was very nice. It was there when I got up.
It's really nice.
Like, very, very nice, Lindsay.
She
gave
you some Jell-O, too?
That was a card. No Jell-O. There was a card, some cookies.
Oh, nice card.
Some candies, box of chocolates.
Nice.
What would you say is the best filling in the box of chocolates? I go for the raspberry cream.
I like
caramel.
Caramel, yeah, I'm with you on
do?
That.
You do?
Yeah, I'm caramel all day long.
Really?
Me too.
Raspberry cream?
Ugh. Yeah.
Date yourself some more, old man.
Right. Yeah. Raspberry cream is the best. What's in there? It's the best one.
No, it's
your worst
caramel,
peanut butter and wafer. Those are the three.
I get you the peanut butter. I like the peanut butter.
After you eat it, do you go, it's wafer thin?
Yeah, who doesn't love a good Kit Kat? It's like the same thing.
I couldn't eat another bite.
Sean doesn't get
that. Nobody gets that reference, Wiggy. None of the youngins. It's a wafer thin.
Chocolate with the raspberry cream in it.
Gross. Hey, Greg, is DM's going to be at the cornhole tournament? Or is it 21 plus?
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, honestly, she does not appreciate it. I will keep doing it because...
You love the young
lady. We make fun of everybody, but she doesn't like those messages.
Mm-hmm. So. She will, Hall. She like Belichick.
I know.
It's kind of nice. They're all saying that she looks really young.
Yes. She's not really young. You know her very well.
Yes, no. She,
but that's okay.
But she's...
If it's content for radio, I will put up with it.
Hi, Hill Show. I just wanted to promote my new head spa business where I run my fingers through your hair and then I tickle behind your ears. But wet willies are an extra charge. Feel free to stop by. See you later, Coco.
What time is that thing?
Two.
$90.
Per hole. Like...
And they don't even really need to wear gloves, you know. It's a good head scratcher.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it, right, Chime? Great job, as always. Mm-hmm. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Absolute banger, Chime. Jones is here. Hello.
Hello. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Everything all set? You take care of everything at home?
Good to go.
You got to spend a lot. How much? What'd you spend?
Ooh. 200?
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Is that good?
That's nice.
That's a lot. That's pretty good. I mean, in this economy.
Flowers, gifts, some candy.
Okay.
So what's good about kids, they're not good for much. But what's good about kids is, you know, you let him, me and my son went and picked out a bunch of stuff for Kat, and whatever she doesn't like, I can just blame on him. I can be like, she picked it all out. It was a cute idea. Yeah. Don't blame me. Yeah. Something like that. No dinner tonight.
I don't like the candy right from the lips to the hips, Wiggy. Mm. That's where that goes.
Oh, it's more about the message in the...
Curtis, he's got to go.
The Valentine's Day card.
What was it?
It's more about the message you write. In the
I wrote a card. I signed the card real quick, but it was mostly what the kid put in there.
Okay. You didn't put him out. You got
a little message. Valentine's Day, I think, is what it said.
Courtney requires a 5-page screed about how great she is.
No. I learned this early in my relationship. I just gave a gift. I didn't give a card. My wife was very, very upset.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the cards.
And so now it's cards for all sorts of stuff.
The card and the note and the little.
From the lips to the hips reminds me of the biggest douche comment one of my good friends in high school said to a college girlfriend when she would eat bread. He would blow out his cheeks and say, carb face.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably didn't last that long.
It's like they're married.
No. Yeah, they have three kids.
So what are you guys doing today?
More Bregman. We'll get to some of the QB carousel stuff as well in the NFL. And, Keith's keys to the Four Nations. He's very excited about the Four Nations.
Same. Big Team USA guy over here.
So we'll get into that as well. Yeah.
The Bregman thing is, it changes the whole way in which this team is talked about. I heard you guys talking about it yesterday.
No, I was talking to you about this off the air. If I was going down to Fort Myers, this is a nice little shot in the arm to be like, hey, we have something to talk about, something people are excited about. And you don't often get to do what we used to do 10, 20 years ago, which it'll never be the same with the Red Sox. I get that. But it's still fun to be like, they have a new player. Where does he fit on the team? Make out the Red Sox lineup. You get excited to watch a new player who, you know that Yankees fans hate. There might be an edge to the rivalry, too, with Bregman in the middle of it. So, it's been far too long to get even halfway excited about a player. So this has been nice.
Are you in the want him to be playing third base
camp?
You are?
Yes.
Yeah, I jumped all over that. I heard you guys talking about that yesterday. And I was like, Jones is right. Like, if you're trying to put the best team on the field, then put him at third base and and DH Devers. Because I heard you
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.